All right, yesterday we got to sit down with Josh Trenadue, Riders lefty reliever, for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. That was ahead of game one of this series. Let's play part two ahead of game two. Well, we got to talk about the pausing. I think Zach has told the story on the broadcast about how you approached teammates and asked them what makes things difficult when you're facing a pitcher, and that's one of the things that they mentioned. But it feels like you're bringing the pausing back maybe a little bit more now than compared to the beginning of the season. What's your relationship been like with pausing in the middle of your rotation?
I've always kind of had like a good balance point for just being able to hold it. I do a lot of drills and stuff where I'm kind of like on that back foot, so it feels comfortable, and I've been able to make my hardest throws out of my career from that position. So I know it's a weapon, and I know that, you know, hitters are not going to have a fun time just waiting for it. So just trying to use it as much as possible and, you know, make it one more thing that they got to think about.
How do you feel like you learned or maybe developed that balance point? Like, were there drills you did? Is it something you've always had?
It was just like a lot of, finding a strong position on the back leg where, you know, I felt like I can move well. Simple drill of like standing on like Bosu, like half yoga ball, and just trying to hold the balance on the one foot. That's been kind of like what I've been going with.
How has Thomas St. Clair helped you this season?
He's been awesome. He's always got, you know, something that we can work on, always looking for an edge to try and figure out, you know, how to attack a situation, how to attack, you know, an issue or a lineup or whatever it is. Really great tool to go to anytime that you're, you know, looking for something or trying to figure something out.
Off the field, what do you make of the relationship between all of the pitchers, especially the guys in the bullpen? It seems like you guys are always having so much fun.
Oh, yeah. We all get along. We all have a lot in common. Everyone hangs out off the field. You know, it's a good time. We have a good group for sure. The chemistry's there, and it makes a lot of fun to go to the ballpark and get the job done. So,
away from the stadium and off the mound, what are some things that we could find Josh Trenadue doing?
I've been doing a bit of fishing lately. Nice way to just go out and spend a couple hours in the morning. Just go out, have a quiet day on the water. That's how I like to do it.
What are you fishing for?
Bass, catfish, bluegill, you know, whatever, you name it. I'm trying for it.
Do you know what the biggest one you've caught yet is?
I've been catching like some small bass around here. I caught a catfish the other day that was, I don't know, relatively big. I don't know how big it was, but yeah, it was good size, not too bad.
As the season continues, regardless of the role that you're in, what are some goals you have the rest of the way?
Just go out there, leave nothing behind, have no regrets after the outing, give it everything I got, be the same person out there every single time. So I'm going to try to replicate that.
All right, that's Josh Trenadue here on the Cacique Pregame Show. Josh, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.